Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Andy Lamb, and this is the Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Leia, and another really nice episode.
I'm Emily Nemeth, and this episode we're going to hear from the legend. I'm going to give her that status because she's earned it. I know, Rhianne Mikhael Ogundengbe, who's been with us since the days of Hurricanes. She's played with all the Storm greats. She moved into coaching, and I mean, she's the first one to recognise what Storm means to her still.
Storm as a franchise to me has been a massive part of my life, not the Storm, but the sports park in general. So I started, well, it's 10 years now, that's why we're doing this. Yeah. So 10 years ago, when I was at university, played for the first season and et cetera on, and then had a little break, I did my ACL, had a baby, and then came back on the other side as an assistant coach. And it was really interesting to see the other side of it as well, and, you know, see how a franchise runs from the office down and through coaching staff and everything that goes on behind closed doors that you as a player don't really realise about. And then, obviously, my husband's been at Scorchers now for 5 years as well. And he was part of Guildford Heat 10 years ago as well when we started Storm. So I feel like I part-time live at the sports park. Sport will always be, you know, my team. And I'm happy to see when they're succeeding and growing and entering a new phase and everything. And I think doing really well at what they're doing now.
And it sounds like you're either on your way there or on the way back, which is always good to hear.
Yeah.
You missed out on the finals that initial year, wasn't it?
Yeah. We won every game, and then it was a different system. It was a bit like how Suncourt play there. So we lost the initial game where we played four. Pretty sure it was the Mavericks. And then lost the next game. Tabitha, you got a second go at the final, and we lost that game as well.
And it was that second year in the final that you lost to Mavs in the final. One heck of a game where they turned it round in the second half, didn't they?
Yeah, we did. I mean, it was a tough one again because it was Mavs again, and I guess local rivals almost. Lots of friends that were playing for the other side then, and yeah, they definitely turned it on us, and they had a superb game and we didn't.
Some of those teammates over the years, you would have played with all the names. I mean, I think in that initial team as well were people like Katie, well, there would have been, and Lorraine as well.
I mean, my first year at Storm was amazing. On paper, like, our lineup was amazing. We had Sonia and Jeeva. I played with Sonia for 2 years at Hurricanes, and she's become a friend and really approachable, but I was only 19, so as a 19-year-old to be training against Sonia and Jeeva, like the best defenders, well, definitely in the world now, was an amazing opportunity. And then obviously the other end, we had Rachel and Tamsin. So there were a lot of names on paper, and it was an amazing experience to be able to be a part of that. And a part of, I think, Storm 10 years ago were the first ones to really push netball forward so much. We were lucky at the sports park. We had Jason, who was the CEO of the sports park, and he really made netball the main sport at the sports park. I remember Tamsin's face being a huge poster of those that remember they came down to the sports park. And that was kind of, I think, the first time that netball had kind of done that. And it was just great and really exciting to be a part of something that's now revolutionised the sport, I think, in this country.
And they're still leading the way these days on events like London Live and selling out the Copper Box. The way the whole media has changed, largely down to Storm's influence as well?
Yeah, I would like to say so. I think all the other teams now massively made the effort, and over the years, all those teams have caught up, if not some maybe overtaken as well, with the amount of media present. I know I've seen Pulse, you know, they've got adverts of players at Westfield and things. Just getting the players' faces and names out there and things really helps you as a player. Opens up doors for you to be able to do extra coaching. You know, people know your name and they want to see you, whereas it wasn't like that so much 10 years ago.
Cookie Dunn and Greenway had to be one of my favourite ever Storm combos ever, ever, ever. When she joined, what was that like for you? Because you were almost playing in the same position as well, so was the nerves there?
Pam came in our second year. And again, I was still pretty young, I was 20. I played quite, well, middle-ish in the first season because we didn't really have a set goal attack. Sometimes Tamsin would go there, and then there was a couple of other of us that would play there as well. And then obviously Pam came, and we knew that she would be the set goal attack, which is actually what we did need as a team. Mm. And I just tried to take as much from her as I could because she was definitely one of the best goal attacks in the world at that time, and there was lots to learn from her, and she was very good at sharing her experience and push you where she wanted you to go and things like that. So it was really nice being able to play with her and sort of compete against her as well.
Very few people at Storm have done the player coach role. Obviously, Tamsin, Mickey, now you've had time to be assistant coach, so how tough is it? Were you surprised when you were asked?
I was a bit surprised. I have my own netball team, but work with all youth, so I haven't really worked with seniors that much, so I was a bit surprised to start with when I got that call from Gavin, but really excited at the same time. I just had a baby, I think he was 2 months old, so I thought, should I do this? It's going to be a juggling act and things, but I am really glad that I did it. It's like being part of the team again, almost. I felt part of the team. I managed to pull in some old friends back into playing and things, so it was exciting to be in that elite environment again, but it's totally, I think it's more stressful being a coach than a player on the sideline, when you can't really affect that game that much, and kind of screaming and shouting burst with umpires and everything. I think it's hard as a coach. So to be a coach player, I definitely respect Hampton and Mickey and think that they're doing did a brilliant job, because it's hard enough to see it on the sideline, let alone while you're playing.
On an earlier podcast, we heard from Tanya, and she was quite instrumental in saying that you were there forming that team before she got there. What was that like? Was that tough? Thrown in the deep end almost until she got there?
I definitely was thrown in the deep end. No. I thought I would be assistant coach, and at the time when I first got offered it, it was going to be me and at least one other assistant coach, if not two, and then that didn't work out in the end, so it was just me, and then Tanya wasn't there at the beginning, and I think for visa issues and things like that, getting everything sorted, and we had a deadline and we had to submit the team before she was here, and obviously I knew players, she didn't necessarily know the players, so I did feel a little bit rested on my shoulder, and I kept trying to go to Tanya and we'd speak over FaceTime and things, and this is what this player offers, this is what that player offers. Some contracts had already been offered before either of us had been given the position, so that was out of our hands, and then luckily I managed to get Nader to come back and play and jump ships to Storm, and she was a massive help to me because she's one of my best friends and super experienced, and kind of helped me along the journey. Even though she was playing as well, she would definitely help build that defensive end, and I'd send her my session plans and things to check out before the session, and she'd say, yep, let's do this or let's change that. So I'd say she was almost an assistant coach as well.
So we have you to thank for Nader. That's brilliant.
Definitely. Thanks to Nader.
Outstanding. What was it like as well? Was that a bit of a change leading those fitness sessions? That would be a bit of a nice change, leading training.
They were the nice bit to lead, and actually, because I was talking about for my baby, I did try and join in some of them and show them that, I know it's hard, but we're in this together as a team, even me as well. Like, I'm going to help push you to the end. I didn't do the whole thing, but when some of the girls be struggling at the end or they got one shuffle to do, I'd join in that last shuffle and things.
It would be fair to say fans were a bit delusioned when Wasps formed, and they already wrote Storm off to some extent, but we still finished 5th. How did that formation of Wasps maybe affect the rest of the squad? I mean, you were still there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was still there, and again, I'd been with those girls. I played with the majority of those girls for sort of 3-4 years, so again, a lot of them are my friends and things, and I know some of them got a bad rep and things for leaving, but netball had progressed that much that it was becoming a business.
Yeah.
And you couldn't just stay loyal to kind of the team that you've played with for a few years or the team that started you. It's a business and you only can play for a certain amount of time. So to be honest, you've got to go where the money is or where you think the best opportunity for you is. So I definitely don't hold anything against those girls going. I think it was unfortunate it was such a big bulk of Storm, so it was a total rebuild time, but I think it was going to happen. Everyone at some point, every team at some point has to take a different new leap and change of direction, so it had to be done then, and unfortunately we didn't make playoffs that year, but we were very close. We were only one win off.
Yeah.
We had a couple of tight games to anybody. We didn't lose to anybody by more than 10. We only lost to Sirens twice, which is the one I think that we'd kick ourselves for. Everyone else we beat Wasps, and we beat all the other top teams, so I think that first season after they left was still a pretty successful season, and probably people didn't expect us maybe to do so well.
From your time at Storm, who have you seen grow the most? People like Amy, Georgia, Yaz even?
Yeah. God, there's so many. Like, Amy definitely, I remember even playing, I played Prem with Amy before she even played Super League, and she was kind of this young girl who could just get interceptions all the time, but pretty uncontrolled, and the way she has grown has been amazing to see. Georgia, I feel like Georgia, the year that I coached Georgia, I never played with her, but the year that I coached her was a huge growing up year for her, and then since she's left to go to Maverick, she's just super exceeded what I thought she could do, and she's been brilliant. Then there's people like Katie Harris, who, as well, I started playing Prem with Katie Harris, and she was quite a shy player, and you know, I bossed her around a bit because we played in the circle together, and she has, again, super exceeded everything. I think all of those players could, if they wanted to, put themselves up to selection for England, but obviously have other commitments.
I see, and I get the idea that confidence that everybody has in Mickey, it's really affecting team morale.
Yeah, I mean, good on Mickey. Like, I think that was a really hard shoes to fill. It was a couple of years later than Tamsin, but obviously you're coming in as a player coach, which I'm not sure, I'm trying to think if anybody else has done it in the Super League apart from Tamsin. So they're pretty big shoes to fill, and she's young, and I think she's done brilliantly. The players, I still am in contact, and I work with some of the other players and things, and they all seem to really respect her. They know that they maybe don't have the budget and things that other teams have, but their work ethic and their sort of team morale is brilliant, and I think that she's built a really good team this year, and they should perform better than they did last year.
You just said then you still work with some of the players. Would that be via passandplay.co.uk?
Yes, it would. So I'm lucky with the club that I run. Emily Golvin is like our assistant coach. She's brilliant. Kids love her, and she's super to work with. And then Yaz does some camps with me. All the girls kind of pitch in as well. Dress there's around a lot, so it's really good. And we're really lucky as a club that we've got access to all these brilliant players, and the girls are so inspired that they get to go and watch them play at the weekend and then get coached by them during the week.
It's still very much a part of you then, always special.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'll always want to see Storm succeed. I don't think I can ever be a part of another franchise. Storm will probably always be home for me.
So far, Emily, we haven't really looked much at the time around that name change in those early days, so tell me a bit about the decision to change the names from Hurricanes to Storm.
Well, back in the day, obviously, it was part of Brunel University. It was Brunel Hurricanes.
Yeah.
And when Brunel decided that they didn't want the franchise anymore, it went out to tender. It's a slightly different system as to what it is now with the franchises and the licensing system. But Surrey Uni, the sports park was just starting to be built. I don't think it had been topped off yet. And Jason Harper, who was the CEO back then, was interested in having professional franchises. So at one point, obviously, we had Storm basketball and squash and badminton, Paley Adcock. And it was trying to link it in with the Surrey. So yeah, Surrey Storm was born, and through all the branding and marketing, which I personally think is exceptional. But yeah, it was nice to sort of half link it. It was still sort of weather related. But yeah, Surrey Storm was born 2009.
The nice thing was as well, I would expect that everybody really bought into what everybody was trying to do.
Yeah, I think it was it was just the professionalism of it. I think we were able to, it was a fresh start, but we obviously then also inherited some amazing legacy in that we had Sonia and Becky Nash and Rhianne and Katie Holland, and this really good pathway that was sort of confident to move across. Because obviously Brunel Hurricanes used to play their games at Guildford Spectrum. So it was already, we had a fan base down in Surrey. So to be able to sort of shift it down, and then Mavs kind of were in London as well. So it just sort of in a healthy way, put a bit more of a gap between the franchises, and just meant that we had a bit more of a home ground. So yeah, it was a really positive time, and it still is. We're really fortunate that we've sold out every single Super League game we've ever had.
I think I told Tamsin in a past interview, but if I ever had an 80s cover band, they'd be called Guildford Spectrum.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think they'd sponsor you, but yeah, I mean, go for it.
Obviously, the name change as well. We see these days with new teams being added and teams removed from the league, maybe a more vigorous set of requirements. Was the advantage there that it was more simply a name change in those days?
Yeah, I mean, it was probably a little bit more than a name change in that the whole sort of governance of it switched over from Brunel to Surrey, so the ownership, as it were, changed. It's a real tough system now in terms of what the requirements and the bidding process for the new teams to come in. It's really heavy duty. I mean, even just sort of from my perspective with the pathway, the audit we follow and what the requirements that we have to deliver, I mean, it's all brilliant because it's obviously improving the quality of our sport and it's making sure the professionalism's there. But I mean, think back then, the whole competition, I mean, there was a league manager, but it wasn't the competition structure that England Netball have now. So to have the department they've got now and the head of the Super League and all the rest of it, like, it's a much bigger entity.
Don't forget to keep an eye out at surreystormnetball.co.uk for the latest from the club. And we'll be back soon.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer.